It's Testimony Tea Time with Lady Butterfly. And if you haven't already, go ahead and grab your favorite beverage and let's get ready to spill the tea. Hey guys, if you would like to be a part of the Testimony Tea Time experience, why don't you join me by leaving a voicemail here on the Anchor platform? Or you can send me an email at t.macmiracles@gmail.com. Iron sharpens iron. So let's encourage and strengthen each other in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And God bless you all. This month, we are celebrating mothers. I know that it's Mother's Day only one day, but I would like to extend it and invite you to celebrate your mother, yourself, your grandmother, every day this month. Amen. We are celebrating grandmothers, mothers, mothers to be, mothers who want to be, mothers who have tragically lost their child, and especially those mothers who are celebrating motherhood for the first time in 2021. Amen. Mother's Day is first and foremost about us mothers. We are the vessel that God has chosen to bring forth the miracle of childbirth. Now, ultimately, we know that God alone is the spiritual authority that creates life. But He has yet chosen us, the woman, to bring forth life and to perform and receive this miracle of childbirth. And it is, in fact, a miracle. Amen. And as this miracle, we come to experience so much joy, so much pain, as well as so much sacrifice in motherhood. How many of you mothers know exactly what I'm talking about? Amen. So for you first-time mothers who have yet to experience the joy, the pain, or the sacrifice, I am here to tell you all about it. If it had not been for our miracles that we call children, our babies, those that we hold dearly in our heart, motherhood would be without purpose. Amen. And I want to share with you my story of my first time with motherhood. One of the greatest miracles of life is the miracle of childbirth. God has blessed me 4 times with this miracle. But it is my first childbirth miracle experience that I wish to share with you today. I thought that this first motherhood experience would condemn me forever. You see, I was pregnant and gave birth at the tender age of 16. And although I thought that I was enjoying my life making this child, it was shortly thereafter that I realized I was out of the will of God. How could God accept me or forgive me for what I have done? I thought that I was never going to make it to heaven. Every decision I made was contrary to God's precepts, His commandments, and His expectations for me. While my mother was certainly concerned about the social judgment and stereotypes that would be put on me as a teenage mother and the limitations that I may have, I was now more concerned with having ruined my opportunity of eternal life with God. My spiritual life was in jeopardy. After giving birth, I began to thank God for my son, the miracle that God had allowed me to have at the age of 16. I devoted most of my life and time attending church and seeking God in my life, Monday through Friday and twice Saturday and Sunday. Amen. I was searching for God all over. I wanted forgiveness. I wanted to be redeemed for what I felt like was a mistake that could not be forgiven in God's eyes. I wanted and needed God to forgive me. I repented for my sinful sins, for my decisions, and I gave God thanksgiving for not condemning me forever. I had learned through attending church and through reading his word that God would forgive me, but it was me who had not forgiven myself. Thanks for my child, I would say. Thanks for my life after childbirth, I would praise God. And as a mother, we make many sacrifices for our children. We give them all that we have, and we make sure that they know that we love them and that they can depend on us always. As a young teenage mother, I started to make sacrifices also. I had been convinced by others and myself that being a teenage mother was the worst thing that could happen to me. It was the wrong kind of sacrifice. I had decided to have this child against my parents' wishes, to show or share a demonstration of what I felt like love looked like or felt like. I thought that I was going to give my child the love I desired from others. However, it turns out that having this miracle baby would actually show me how much God loved me. Amen. God took what seemed like to be a bad decision and a bad situation and turned it around for his good, for his glory. How did God do this, you ask? Well, first of all, if it had not been for me giving birth at 16 and all the guilt and the shame that I felt associated with it, I would not have sought after God. I would not have been seeking to be in God's will, to be pleasing to him, seeking for forgiveness, for a connection, or my sincere desire to love God and to be loved by God. Amen. In Psalms 119, verses 67 and 71, it reads, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word." 71, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." Amen. See, again, for me, I was stricken with guilt, shame, and embarrassment. I thought that I was unforgivable. But I learned through his word that God will and has forgiven me. Amen. And not only that, it is because I was in this situation that was so terrible or viewed to be such a struggle that it caused me so much pain that I was able to draw nearer to God. And that is what most of us do. We get into a situation that humbles us, that hurts us, that makes us feel hopeless, and our only answer is God. God had my attention, and I had surrendered my life to him. Each time that they would call for altar call at church, each time they would say who needed prayer, who wanted to invite God into their life, who wanted to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior, each time they asked if anyone wanted to come and repent of their sins, I would raise my hand. I would rush, run, be the first one to the altar. asking, looking, and waiting for God to forgive me, to accept me, and to do a miracle in my life, to show me some sort of sign or wonder that he was pleased with me. Amen. I remember one day when my son was yet still an infant, and they were asking about altar call. And as I began to go down to the altar, as I always would, this particular day I took my son with me. I took him to the altar and I promised God that I would give him back to him, that I would make the sacrifice to surrender all that God had given to me, all of the love that he had demonstrated towards me, all of the forgiveness that I was receiving, or that the word of God said that he was offering to me, that I would give God back my son as a dedication for that love, my first child. I guess what we call today in the church is a form of christening, or, you know, baptism for infant children. But at this time, I had no knowledge of that. I just wanted God to know that I wanted him, that I would give back to him the one thing that was precious to me. Amen. It was a holy sacrament. It was a holy sacrifice from me to God. And that I was acknowledging that God had gave this miracle to me, and that God alone can make it acceptable in his sight. Not that I thought that my son was a sin, or that he was a problem, or even that he was hindering me from my salvation. But I wanted God to know that I was giving him to him as a form of sacrifice, that I'd acknowledge that God had given me a miracle that at this point in my life, I didn't feel like I deserved. Amen. And so I prayed at the altar and I asked God if he would protect my son in all his days, and that he would be considered a child of God, that he would in some way take him back from me. What I understand about being a mother is that we are blessed with these miracles, and that we are then charged and responsible for their lives. God has given us a charge that we should be responsible for them and love them and nurture them and ultimately draw them nearer to God. And so the one gift that I could give my son was my gift of faith. And as a young mother growing to learn and love God and receive God in my life, I felt that this was the ultimate sacrifice, that this sacrifice would undo the wrong sacrifice of throwing away my life at 16 and having a child. Amen. 3 days later, after taking my son to the altar and crying out to God, my son and I was in a 3-car accident. It was a fatal accident. The spirit of death was near. A woman in another car did die at the scene. And my son was airlifted to the hospital. It was at the hospital that I overheard the doctors and the nurses talking over top of my semi-unconscious body, that the baby that was in the accident that was brought in by helicopter had to be resuscitated. I began to weep and I began to cry, knowing that baby that they were speaking about in that accident was my child. When I recovered and I realized that my son was yet alive, I rejoiced in the Lord, for my prayers had been answered and God had given me that sign and that miracle of forgiveness and love that I was looking for. Certainly the death angel was there, and God had spared us both. This was the moment that I realized that God had turned around every bad decision that I felt that I made in giving birth at 16. He turned around every bad choice, every wrong sacrifice for his good. Because I had given my life to God, I had given my son's life to God, and I had sought after him sincerely. Amen. I was dedicated and committed to serving God for who he was to me and who he had shown himself to be in my life as well as my son's life. God's love for us is unlimited. He can and he will do all things for those who honor him and love him and sincerely seek to please him. Amen. God made me a witness to this. He made me a witness to his unconditional, limitless love and forgiveness towards those who are willing to surrender and sacrifice their own lives to live a life after God and after his own heart. My testimony to you today is that God forgave a rebellious teenager mother. He saved her firstborn son child. And he has shown me so much love, so much forgiveness. He has given me so much grace and so much mercy in my life continually with this particular child. God certainly gets the glory in this story because he continues to cover my firstborn child. God continues to turn around wrong sacrifices in his life. God continues to pull and call and draw unto him for his life. Amen. God protects us. He gives us daily mercies for the things that are seen and unseen. First time mothers, I just want you to know that no matter the struggle, no matter the situation, no matter the pain or the sacrifice that you have to endure during this motherhood journey, God will turn your situation around for you, for his good, if only you are willing to give up your life, to live a life after God's own heart, to follow his precepts and his commandments, and to live according to his will. Trust God with all your heart and know that he is the God of miracles. So the truth of the matter is that my child saved my life. My whole testimony is that having a child at such a young age created conflict and affliction and a spiritual struggle that drew me closer to God. That it was sweet victory because God turned around what initially looked like the worst case scenario, which looked like the worst kind of sacrifice, that looked like one of the biggest mistakes that a young girl could make, and he turned it around to make it something beautiful. He turned it around in such a way that it drew me closer to him. God had intentions from the very beginning on how he would use this situation, whatever choices and decisions I made, to turn me around back to him. See, the word of God says in Ecclesiastes 3:11, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. God had sweet victory. He knew that the struggle, he knew that the affliction and the calamities that having a child at such a young age would cause me. And he trusted and knew enough about me that he knew that it would draw me closer to him, that it would make me have crazy faith and unwavering trust in his love for me and his ability to protect me, save me, forgive me, and my child. He knew that this situation alone would be a turning point in my life that would turn out to be a beautiful thing. This is my testimony. This is the pinnacle of my life where I begin to trust and know God for myself even the more. And I begin to make sure that all my children knew who God was to me as well as to them. Amen. The Bible is filled with lots of pearls of wisdom for mothers to encourage us, to give us strength and hope, and to help us carry on. But one of my favorite is the charge that it gives to mothers. The charge that is so important that we must remember what matters the most. And it is to teach our children about God, to give our children the principles and precepts of the character that God desires us to be. We are to plant good, positive, spiritual seeds and allow our children to grow with them. See, oftentimes as parents, we become frustrated and overwhelmed. We become uncertain of our ability to reach our children or if they've actually received the lessons and the messages that we are giving to them. But the Word of God tells us in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. See, there will be times when our child does not do what it is that we desire from them, just as we were not always desirable or pleasing to our Father in heaven. There will be times that our children will disappoint us and they will go astray, just as we did to our Father in heaven. But lo, the Word of God has strength and encouragement for mothers who would pray for their children, who have taken charge and responsibility of this one responsibility of planting good seeds, training up a child, teaching your child from birth as they grow about who God is to them. Amen. This is important for mothers. Trust me when I tell you, the joy will turn to pain. The laughter will turn to tears. But you must be reassured and remember that when you have done all that you can do. God wants us to continue to pray for our children. Stay in prayer for your children constantly. God will hear your prayers. He will take care of your children. He will cover them according to their countenance. If you have taken charge in planting and training that child, God will turn around every decision and choice that they have made as an opportunity to draw them back to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to Testimony Tea Time. This is the platform where you can be freed and delivered by telling your story. Remember, when we share our testimony, God gets the glory in our story. Testimony Tea Time is a place where we magnify the Lord for all that He has done for us, where we share our life experiences, our strengths, and our hopes in order to encourage one another. Please, I invite you to share your tea with Lady Butterfly.